Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Goddess Alive Radio. My name is Kimberly Moore, and I am your humble hostess this evening. But I am joined by my very good friend, Goddess Woman Anne Marie. Anne Marie, are you there?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello. It's so nice to have you, and so excited that you're here, and we are welcoming our darling friend, Audrey Allison. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! It's such good stuff that we have Audrey tonight. And, you know, I kept saying that this was the last Goddess Alive radio show. I said that two times. And then, you know what? It's not. Because, you know, that's how it goes. So I just want to let our listeners know we've got one more coming on Tuesday, Sandy Amorim, the 100th Day Promise. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to have a really cool giveaway. So tune in on Tuesday. And so, Anne-Marie, I'm here in South Florida. We're at 85 degrees. My cold front has been upgraded to 76 degrees, not so cold. How's it going up there in the Northeast?
Well, they're saying in Delaware, Christmas Day, it's going to be 70.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
You know, the South or the North Pole is now the South Pole, or what is going on? How
is
Santa
apocalyptic.
Fly through the air? It is apocalyptic. I can't even take it. Really. I mean, you know, one day, I've had my air conditioning off one day since last winter.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. So I just don't even know what to say. I will say, today, everybody buckle your seatbelts, especially those of you that are traveling for the holidays. The Mercury retrograde shadow has gone into effect for the January 5th, 2016 Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. Now, I do want to say that there are some positives. And maybe
yeah,
Audrey
give
can
us
tell
the
us
list
a few more. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, one of the positives is that, you know, how at the turn of the year, a lot of us like to, you know, look back over last year, kind of think and contemplate, think about how we're going to step forward into the new year. Well, retrograde energy is fantastic for that, you know, so this gives us an opportunity to really, like, think in, do some really good reflecting, and, you know, really effectively leave 2015, or at least the crap of it, in 2015, and step forward all shiny and sparkly and new. So there, that's good, right? Got it.
That sounded good. Sparkly, I heard sparkly.
Sparkly works. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting holiday season. Santa's going to have to come from the South Pole. Okay, we got it. I hope all of our listeners are having a marvelous holiday season. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course you're all tuning in. I think we're up to like 20 people in the queue. So just to let you know, we're going to let Audrey read for about an hour because then she's got more clients and other good stuff going on. So for anyone who, you know, and I'm so sorry, we take every call in the order that it is received. But for those of you that don't get an opportunity, you want to go to AudreyAllison.com, and that is one L, AudreyAllison.com, and you just click right on the appointment request. Schedule a reading. There is no better time of the year, truly and honestly, than right now. I mean, we're getting ready to start a new year. You know, close out things. Let Audrey guide you through some of the energies that are coming up in your life and your love life and your work life and all the other good stuff. And Anne-Marie and I both had readings from her. She is stellar, absolutely stellar. And
I can't say enough about the reading. It was fantastic. And I keep looking back on my notes, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Looking forward to March.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really good stuff. So, and all of her prices are very reasonable, and it is the time of year to give yourself a Christmas present, a New Year's present, whatever. Do it to it. I do want to just say for our listeners, mysteryschoolofthegoddess.net, we've got tons of new courses coming. We have a bunch that are up. There are some free offerings for the new year, including our moon magic spells and, let's see, Joyful Yule, Sacred Space 2016 with yours truly, with me, open today. And we also have an Introducing Mary Magdalene with Lariane Lumbee. So, oh my God, Amory, I can't believe the bounty of our wonderful instructors at Mystery School. It's amazing to me. So,
I'm happy about it. I mean, there's so many courses to sign up for and, you know, self-paced or go through and the journaling and awesome. Just I'm really excited about this upcoming school year.
Right? Get some good study. Yeah, that's a great intention to set for 2016. I don't really believe in resolutions, and nobody can make me believe, even though I love kale, that kale smoothies taste good, nobody can make me believe that, and I'm certainly not going to say a resolution that I'm going to drink kale smoothies. That's gross. I like kale and other things. All right. Enough silliness. Everybody's settling in. Our queue is growing. So let's get our most gorgeous friend, Audrey Allison, on the line. And let me grab her right now. Audrey, are you there?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Happy holidays. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you, too. And thank you so much for coming back. I mean, we're just going to hang a shingle that says Audrey Allison, regular feature.
You know, yeah. I don't mind that idea. I really love this form of reading, this medium. I love the callers. I like the quick pace. I really love the two of you, so I'm down.
All right. Yay. See, that works. I love it. Well,
and Kimberly, I just sprayed your blessed sage mist all around from Mother House of the Goddess. So, yeah, I'm very excited about these mists that I have here and the High Priestess spray.
Yay! Oh, well, and I'll give a big shout-out to Brandy Alcette made the Blessed Sage Mist that we carry from Red Holistic. You can check out all of her offerings at brandyalcette.com. And Daughter Devices, Gwen did the High Priestess spray, and again, daughtersofisis.com. So support your local, or not local, your online goddess businesses. And we'll mention Anne-Marie's too, which, by the way, everybody, if you're looking for a last-minute stocking stuffer, you want to go see amplecreations.com. It's AAMPL creations.com. That goes to Anne-Marie's Etsy shop, and she does all kinds of stamp jewelry and crystal jewelry, and she made an Amazonite bracelet for Mother House Goddess Shop, and I kept it. I did. It's beautiful.
I keep sending stuff, and she keeps keeping it, so I really...
see how that works, Audrey?
Kimberly gives a great care package.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got so many... abundance, blessings, prosperities, well wishes going out to everyone. And so basically, Audrey, if you're ready, let's flex your psychic muscles there. And, you know,
I am ready. I've been shuffling. Been shuffling the cards. I have all my crystals out here. And
yay!
I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
Good. Well, again, for our listeners, AudreyAllison.com, you can check out her website, and definitely check out Audrey's YouTube channel. It is so engaging. She is just delightful to watch and amazingly accurate with her even general readings. So, like, you know,
that's
a known feat, Audrey, you know, to be able to really speak to people, you know, with doing those videos and stuff. That's a lot of work, too. How much time do you spend on that?
I feel, I don't prepare a lot of notes prior, but the recording process itself can last into 2 days, and the editing is about 2 days long as well. But depending on how blessed I am with the technical difficulties, being ruled by Mercury and a lot of the mercurial energy, I tend to not relate too well to technical devices. So sometimes my computer will just go out in the middle of recording. That's happened more times than none.
Oh my goodness.
So, but it's a channeling thing. So it is draining, but I do love it, and it also keeps me very busy.
Good. Well, we're going to drum up some busy for you this evening. We've got people waiting. So let's get to it. They're probably like, hey, lady, stop talking now.
I know, right? I'm wondering if we're going to get some repeat callers, some repeat, like we did last time. So I'm excited.
I love that. You know, it's so fun, isn't it, to hear when people say, that happened, and then have another question. So it's really cool. All right, for everybody in the queue, I'm going to call out the last four digits of your number, and then what I'll do is unmute you and say hello and give Audrey your name and where you're calling from, and away we go. Let's start with our first caller, 6298. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello. My name is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
What's your question tonight?
Well, I've been living in this house for like 3 years. I was supposed to have an opportunity to buy it, and everything has really went wrong since I've been out. I'd like to know if I'm going to have an opportunity to relocate.
Your best chances from the Tarot seem like the summer months, the warmer months. I'm pulling the Sun card next to the Lady of Coins, which denotes property and land, the Lady of Coins, the earth. And she's standing in front of a little cottage. And the Sun card tells me the summer, the season of warmth from June 21 to September 22. That's your best time frame. And the World would tell me that since Four Seasons time, so for about a year now, you could have had some tension with this property currently.
Yes.
You'll have victory in moving, but this could take half of 2016. Your best bet is to wait until it's a little warmer.
Okay.
And I think it pays off for you financially at that time as well, instead of trying to rush it for January.
Yeah, well, I don't own the place. I just rent it. So I didn't know if I'd even have the money to move, because that's really part of my question too.
I think by June, there is support financially with this Lady of Coins card. It could also mean shared resources for property, loans, investments, people with offers regarding land. Yeah, the Lady of Coins is a really positive card when it talks about moving. And just next to her is the season of summer.
Okay.
Good luck
to
you, Dee.
That sounds positive. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck, Dee, and Happy New Year. Good, good. Movement. That's what we like to hear, Audrey.
Forward progression.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's so hard to be patient. When you're ready to go, it's hard. I know. I'm there. So, okay, let's see. Oh, I think we've got a Jersey caller here, 3640. Caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Rose from Jersey. You're right.
Okay, Rose from Jersey. Love it.
Hi. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Jersey girl in the house. What's
Thank
up?
You. I want to know with regards to my love life, what do you see? I'm single right now.
Ooh, well, the first card is Justice, and this tells me that there's a restoration of balance, of someone who's not all one way or the other. This could be a Libra energy coming into play. You need a little bit more time on your own. I'm getting the Hermit card mixed with the Six of Cups, which is the nurturer, the element of nurturing yourself, having been alone for a little while. But justice is coming in, redemption, your reward in the form of relationship. You would have to wait a little bit, though. The Four of Cups could be 4 weeks, 4 months at the most, which really in the time frame of your life is not drastic. There's the Ace of Wands in the near future. That is a romantic, positive connection with a Knight of Swords. Now, I mentioned Libra earlier because of the Justice card representing Libra in the tarot, in astrology. The Knight of Swords is an air sign male, Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini. So Libra is really, he could be an attorney. He could fight for justice. He could fight for the underdog or people's rights, or maybe he's an authority figure when it comes to, you know, detective work or something like that. He doesn't have to be all of those things, but the Justice card will describe him. And when it comes to air sign men, I'm picking up Libra. Knight of Swords could be a little younger than you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, I'm just babbling away.
That sounds promising, Rose. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Bye.
Thanks, Rose. Take care. I get ahead of myself. I get lost in my own reading over here. I forget that, you know, maybe people have questions. Am I talking too much? What's going on?
Good, you're good. And Libra men are good. That can work. That could work.
Yeah, they have a great balance to how their mind works. So they have a good practice moderation, temperance.
Yes, yes. They're usually pretty even-handed, you know, that
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, well, let's go for 0907. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, very good.
What's
My name's
your
Lisa.
Name? Hi,
it's
Lisa.
Hi, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
All right. And what's your question tonight?
My question is in regards to work. I'm actually looking for a new opportunity in 2016. I just don't feel that there's any opportunities for me in my present job.
Do you currently have a female boss ahead of you?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you're right about this not being the perfect spot for you. This
mm-hmm.
will. This really feels like it's going to change within a season, within 3 months, because I get the
really?
Queen of Swords reverse. The Queen of Swords mm-hmm. reverse is the female boss who's displaying too much authority. They're very micromanaging or very
yes.
bitter,
yes.
and not allowing you true recognition, because your
star yes.
card is here, but it's also reversed, which means you're not getting a lot of credit. And
yes.
3 months is what I actually hear. And the reason
mm-hmm.
I said it was the Three of Swords, which is kind of like, you know, a little bit of heartache or loss. Three
mm.
months' time, this whole thing could be changing, because you're not really mixing too well with this energy of her, and not a lot of people would.
Really?
No offense. but you know, I do like the Wheel of Fortune in the long-term potential area, because what this tells me is that this change, Wheel of Fortune is the changing with the times, and lucky, what comes up must come down.
Wow.
This change is fated. So just ride this out, similar to the wheel.
Okay.
The wheel.
Yes.
I do think in 3 months' time you'll be in a new position. It won't take a year.
Wow. Yes.
It'll be good.
Yes.
And the Magician is here, which I really feel this isn't even about you pounding the pavement and really stressing to look for
mm-hmm. Right.
something else. You have
You're
opportunity
right
around you.
Yes. Yeah. So do you think it's just her that because I somehow I feel the energy around me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I being paranoid? Or
no, I don't get a great female boss energy around you. I get her in her own personal life. She's feeling a little upside down, emotional,
okay.
neurotic. And she also
okay.
just has a lot, I think, personally going on. And then in the office, there's a lot of bitterness. I would not take this personally. I just
okay.
feel it's a little bit like oil and water right now with her and
okay.
some energy.
So you feel
she's not giving you recognition, though.
No, she isn't. No. I mean, I feel that I've worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even say hard, but I've come in and I've done my work, and I've done it well. But, I mean, because there's someone else, there's another female that I work with as well. She's the one that gives me work. And I'm like, I've been here for over a year, and I haven't heard anything about the work that I do. I always hear what I don't do, or I hear nothing at all.
Yeah, there's not a lot of positive praise or even just reinforcement in the position.
No.
And I think you're going to find something else that gives you that feeling.
Excellent.
It's just
excellent.
It's not able to come from this woman, this Queen of Swords reversed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
now,
fine.
Is it just her?
She's the only person in the cards
okay.
that's coming up as the energy that's probably not going to be hanging out through all of 2016. I think you end this courtship in the first 3 months.
Yes. Yes, cause, yeah.
I hope it
absolutely.
Works out for you.
Yes, I'm quite sure it will. I mean, you know, I feel it in my guts that it's just, I can't explain it. It's like I'm actually. It's almost look as if I'm invisible. And I feel that with everybody, as if I'm invisible.
Well, you're not, but the star card upside down, I can tell you, you're not being seen the way you should. You're not shining. And
right.
it's just because you're learning what doesn't work for you right now.
Yes.
So you
yes.
need more recognition, and you will receive that.
Yes. I just don't feel it's from there. And I think in a lot of ways, because of my relationship with her, it's jaded me a little bit.
I think it's all around unhealthy because she came up first as the
okay.
as the person to talk about here.
Okay.
So I just feel like there is a separation that's about to occur, and you'll be fine without it.
Right, right. Now, will I be making that separation?
I'm sorry?
Will I be the one making that separation?
Yes, you'll be
yes.
leaving this job
good,
within 3
good.
Months' time.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Oh, this is great. So I'm gonna ride the wave.
You're gonna ride the wheel, like the wheel of fortune.
The wheel. I love it.
Thank you
I
for calling.
It. Thank you. Beautiful reading. Spot on. Spot on.
Thank you,
ladies. Many
Power.
Blessings.
Happy New Year, darling. Good luck.
You as well. Many blessings.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Holidays. Bye.
You as well, honey. Bye bye.
What a lovely energy she had.
Yeah, she was calm. Very chill.
Yeah. Really lovely energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so hard, you know. Some people are just not meant to be bosses. You know how that goes.
And some energies aren't meant to mesh together no matter how hard you try. It's almost as if it's never personal. Sometimes it's people don't mix.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yep. Okay. So let's see here. We have caller 6361. Are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I'm Angela.
Hey, Angela. How's your life? How's everything going?
You know what? Life is good. Life has its ups and downs. I don't know. It's raining a lot right now in NYC.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to travel in life. I don't know. I feel good. I want to feel better, but I am confused. So that's the reason
What's
why
What's your question here?
So this is the confusing thing. Like, I had called first wanting to know about love, and then And then I was like, okay, maybe I should know about career because I'm in a funny spot in my life where, my job that I was working at, I got, bought out. So I'm kind of, not in a job right now, but I'm, doing my own thing, trying to create chokers, to sell. And I've created my first one, so I'm thinking it might do good, but obviously I doubt it a bit. And then I'm a little lonely in a love situation, so I kind of wanted to see what you guys randomly got instead of just asking you a question, because maybe I just need to hear what.
Okay, so let me dive right in here, because a few things that I'm getting, I just want to say before they go away. You had said something, and I can't remember it, but it triggered this response in me, which is a message for you that you should not doubt yourself. What I heard was she shouldn't doubt it. And I think this is about maybe the choker you had made or something creative that you manifested. Don't doubt what's coming through you, because that's a natural process. So don't worry about, making $1 million right now, but continue to create whatever you naturally or innately feel is a calling for you or something that you feel could be prosperous, because you do have a card that's called the Money Tree. And the Nine of Coins, although it's in your near future positioning, it suggests that any seeds or ideas that are planted now, similar to seeds, to make a tree, or even leaves, what needs to bloom now is just focusing on your intention. This money could happen eventually when the tree gets a little larger, but don't doubt yourself. Now, let's talk about the relationship quickly. I'm getting a Scorpio. Is there someone you're seeing? Actually, Scorpio and a Taurus are in the cards. And I do feel that you could have a relationship with one or both of them, or a decision between two energies. If there's not a Taurus in the mix, this could be an older teacher or some kind of professor. The Hierophant to me suggests Taurus, because the sign of Taurus is what it governs, and the Death card rules Scorpio. So when I see these two major arcana cards, I feel like they're describing the astrological zodiac
sign.
You're
completely dead on. It's just not the signs, but I get why you say those signs. Because I'm a Cancer. I really wish I could find a Scorpio and Taurus. I'm a Cancer, and I was talking to a Taurus, but he was too busy. Now I talk to an older guy, and then I talk to a younger guy, but one is a Libra and one is a Gemini. So the Gemini is the older guy. He seems like he's going to help out a lot. I don't really know. And then the Libra, I'm not really sure. He's it's not like he's weird. He helps me out, but I don't know.
Neither of those are showing in the cards as far as any air sign men. I'm getting a lot of water and a lot of earth. So perhaps their rising sign. Yes, Earth is Capricorn.
Okay.
Taurus and Virgo are Earth and Capricorn. And I'm definitely hearing Scorpio. So I just think with a little bit of time, you still might have some dates and some dating to do before even deciding on settling right now. And I would allow your creativity to be productive. Don't judge yourself harshly when it comes to what you've created, because it's happening through you. And don't doubt it either, because then it will never come to fruition. You have to believe in it so much that the doubt doesn't even exist. And I know that's so hard to do, but I have confidence in this because I feel it just in my stomach. I'm very happy. But I'm also seeing the nine of coins, and that's progression and blessings after time, after seeds are planted, which are ideas and intentions. So you're going to be fine. It could take a little time, though, but I do think that you could.
It's just hard because I'm looking for a job so I can support it until I can stop looking for a job. So it's it's not that I'm completely doubting that in general. It just feels like I'm in my last few hundreds and I'm creating stuff. Like, is it going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, it is. It is happening. It's actually happening right now. You'll have to have another job. Maybe it's just a casual job in 2016 to kind of either overlap this creative process, because I don't think it's about you receiving a six-figure check to live off of right off the bat. I think that this could progress throughout the entire year of next year and become bankable, but it has, you have work to do on it, and it, you'll see some blooms from your effort.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Take care.
There you go. Gosh, that was a bunch of signs and everything. Wow. Wow.
I mean, we're all over the place.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to keep going, Miss Audrey.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
We have, yep, caller 1331. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, what's your question tonight?
I'm in the love department. It's been a while. I got out of a relationship a little over a year ago, and I've spent this past year kind of healing myself and getting everything back together. And I feel like I'm ready for anything, for a little playtime and for someone to be dedicated to.
Wow, this is really amazing. These cards are on fire right now. So the first card I pulled for you is the Bride and the Groom, the Four of Wands, the marriage card. The next card is the Ace of Wands, the initial attraction, and then you have the Two of Wands, which is pretty spot on for a relationship coming in. The Two of Wands is the lovers. It's lust, attraction, you know, relationship, passion. And you have definite marriage in your cards and a lot of marriage potential. You even have the Empress around, which is family and motherhood or creativity and fertility. The one person I'm seeing here is the Knight of Coins. This is the protector of your health and your wealth. I'm getting
that sounds lovely.
I'm getting a younger man that is a healer. Now, I don't know if this is, for some reason, I'm hesitant in saying Western medicine. Maybe he's a doctor that's skilled in some Eastern techniques as well. But there is someone who is an earth sign male. I'm getting very, you know, strong impressions about the zodiac sign of these people, but the Knight of Coins is Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, earth sign male. And I would say your intuition, the Lady of Cups, as an outcome after these fire cards and this attraction, this is your intuition, where you would instinctually go. This is not about online dating. This is about instinct and saying yes to invitations and going somewhere that you normally wouldn't if you were invited. Trusting your gut. I feel like someone's trying to speak through me almost urgently to tell you to take an invitation. So you'll probably be invited. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's, spot on, perfect sense. And it's something that I've been saying for a while, that I need to start going more places and doing more things and just start saying yes to invites. It's not something that I normally do. I'm kind of a homebody. And I knew that that was where I needed to go. Like, I needed to start venturing out of doors.
You know, my mother used to say to me, she used to say, they're not going to come to your front porch. And
so why
until,
not?
Like a couple of weeks ago, this FedEx guy just like knocked on my door, and I was thinking, oh yeah. there's the occasional chance they'll come to your porch, but the reality is you do have to leave the house. And I trust me, I feel you on the homebody thing, but I do see in your cards you don't have too far long to wait. These cards that come up right away about connection and marriage potential, the Four of Wands. Brilliant for monogamy, an actual relationship. So, yeah, I would say yes. I was getting the urge to tell you to say yes to a lot of invitations, probably because, you know, you had that discussion with yourself recently about getting out. You'll be fine.
Okay. I trust you.
The Knight of Coins is appearing. That's really good. Someone that would make you feel safe. So even though he might be a little younger in age, I don't think he's younger in physique. I think the Knight of Coins would have to make you feel safe, whether that was with his physicality or with his job, with his security. So,
yeah,
that's
definitely the financial
strong.
Security. That's, yeah, you hit that exactly. It's the financial security.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's around, and I did hear a doctor, but something in me wants to say it's a new kind of doctor. It's you know, he could be like an acupuncturist.
Oh, fun!
Something
I like
in
that.
The healing arts.
That's awesome and wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you. You
awesome.
Too. Okay.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Oh,
so
a
good.
Doctor. He shall get a doctor. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know where that party is this year.
Yeah,
right?
I'll say yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, and let us not discount, you know, those wonderful, you know, Eastern doctors or Ayurveda, and as you said, acupuncture.
Exactly.
Good
mm-hmm.
stuff all the way around.
Yeah, all the Eastern techniques.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay. So we're going to keep on going here. And thank you, everyone, for your patience. I know you're waiting for Audrey's wisdom, and it's good stuff. Let's see. We've got 0909.
Hello, lady.
Hello.
Hello, Audrey.
Hi,
Hi,
how are you?
Fine. This is Ellen. And before I got on the call with you, I spoke out loud to my guides, and I asked them, these are the kind of questions I have. And I said, you tell me what you want to know about any one of them. So is it okay if I just ask you for a general, and you tell me what comes through?
Yes, of course. And I like this because it gets me very grounded very quickly.
Okay.
So the first thing that I'm seeing is a financial change. And I want to say it's a breakthrough, but in order for this to be reshifted, it could have felt uncomfortable at first. And what's coming up is the Five of Cups, the Queen of Coins, and the Ten of Coins. My first instinct wants to say this could have been you waiting on a settlement or waiting to receive some sort of money to come through. And there might be a selfish person, a man even, around this situation that's holding up the show or looking at things selfishly. And I'm getting property, and maybe this is about inheritance or real estate, all things eighth house or ninth house as well, the law. Are you currently dealing with something similar to that?
I don't know what's been going on behind the scenes. So there might be something like this. And I don't really want to get into the whole story, but there might be something like this going on.
Well, if you're waiting on pending monies, you do have a breakthrough in this department. And this stall that I feel is connected to a man in the situation will push forward. It might be an act of selfishness or greed on his part, but either way, you have the card of strength, and you also have the Lady of Coins. She came up in another reading. And the Queen of Coins, that's promising for receiving property. It's also promising for receiving money when it comes to inheritance or land. The Eight of Wands suggests you cutting someone out of either your life or the picture in this situation. Making a sacrifice for everyone involved, or making a sacrifice in order to for everyone to be happy or to receive a little bit more peace from the situation.
Oh, I'll have to think about what that means. Wow.
Well, I hope this was helpful. I mean, I hope
It's interesting. Do you mind if I ask, is this person, this man that you have in mind, is he related to me?
Yes, I would get this whole thing being regarding family, inheritance, personal settlement, waiting on siblings, or even an older man, actually. The Ten of, it doesn't have to look like him on the card, but the Ten of Coins does have an older man with a gray beard and gray features, but he's got coins covering his eyes. He can't see through the money. And he's very focused on getting his share.
Wow. Well, I want to say thank you. That's a very powerful, interesting reading. Thank you so much, Audrey.
Of course. Anytime. I appreciate it.
Good. Happy New Year, darling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's always so interesting. You know, Audrey, I was working on a little section about divination in my class I'm doing, the sacred space, and just said to everyone, you know, it doesn't matter sometimes if it seems weird or, you know, wild or wacky at the moment, just write it down and see
what
happens.
Right. You know? It's always going to make more sense to the client than it really ever is to me.
Right.
So even if no words are exchanged on the phone, I'll just tell them everything I'm hearing and feeling, and they'll have to apply it to different facets of their questions or their lives. But sometimes messages are very, very specific, and they'll know what I mean, but I'll have no idea what I just said to them. It's interesting.
Yeah. It is. I love it. Divination is always fascinating, really fascinating. So, okay. Feeling good, madame? We shall continue, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm good. I'm on a roll.
All right. Here we go. Caller 0505. Are you there? Uh-oh, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the mic. Hold on 1 second. There. 0505. Go ahead.
Hi, ladies. It's Zoe from Los Angeles. And
hi.
Hi there. I'm calling to get a little cosmic wisdom on my love life.
I love that, cosmic wisdom. Okay, let's see what's up. All right, this card really likes to come up today when people are asking about connection. The Ace of Wands is the initial fling or attraction. And it's the first card that came up, so this is very soon, and it could even be January, because the aces tend to mean they're the initiators, the first, you know, the first month. I see three heartaches in the past, the Three of Swords in the past positioning, three losses or upsets, and the Six of Cups, the nurturer, healing, licking and healing your own wounds, having some time to sort some things out. And interestingly enough, the Strength card is here as well, and the Lion is on that, licking your own wounds, you know, like the beast, like the Lion would do. You have to get over a few things they're saying. But there is friendship, Three of Cups, the friendship, generosity, support. Your friends could lead you to your next romance. There could be a set up or a blind date or the influence of friends that connect you with this person. I would say not casual friends, but people you trust, because the Three of Cups are very close people. Could even be sisters or extremely close friends. You have a lot of prominent, feisty, sexual, and physically active cards for January. A lot of fire, ruled by Mars, taking action. So maybe you speak to this person first, is what I'm wanting to say. That you.
There is, just to reaffirm what you've read, there has been a significant break, heartaches in the past couple of years, that I'm finally getting ready to start dating. And there's somebody that's been in the background of my life for a couple of years, and I think that he also has been, he's a Scorpio, I'm a Taurus. We've had Saturn, you know, beating us up. And so we've been emailing, you know, he's kind of a family friend. So first I kind of wanted to discount him because, you know, I ran away from family. But he seems like a solid guy. I usually go for a different type, but we've been emailing back and forth for a couple of months trying to find time to see each other. And it's just not gelling. So I kind of doubt, like, I think there is an interest and connection, but I doubt it because usually it doesn't take 4 months to, you know, see somebody. So,
you know, it can honestly take 7 years. I mean, this particular situation, I'm not saying it could take 7 years, but 4 months is not a long period of time. And I am feeling intuitively that this person will be someone you investigate a relationship with. And I feel like the Three of Cups was here because he's been one of these trusted friends throughout this time while you're healing your wounds from these losses in the past. And, you know, Taurus and Scorpio, they're polar opposite signs across the astrological wheel, governing each house, each person's seventh house of commitment and marriage and soulmates. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
could be very.
The guy that broke my heart was also a Scorpio, so that's
girl,
also
me
why.
Too. You better get in line. You know, Scorpios will do that. They'll either, you know, love you forever, or they'll, you know, rip your wings off and eat your little insect body. So don't worry though. You have to explore what's feeling natural to you, because you have such positive cards for this attraction being mutual with the Ace of Wands and the Two of Wands, the Two of Fire eventually. I just feel like there's something worth exploring.
Okay.
And
okay.
This could be in January.
Yeah, well, that's where it's looking. Now, the last follow-up question to that was, you know, because he's a Scorpio and he's very secretive, I just hear a little rumbling of his breakup, but he definitely doesn't want to talk about it or engage in it. Is he over it, or is he still going through it, or do you have any sense of that?
You know, he's got Venus in his sign right now, the planet of love. He wants love right now. He wants attraction. This Venus is also trining Chiron and Neptune in his fifth house of romance right now. This is his solar house, not his, according to his rising sign, just his solar scopes. I feel like this is the time he wants to jump at romantic chances. The fifth house is the house of taking chances. It's also the house of romance, trining harmoniously Venus, the planet of love, in Scorpio. So there's a lot of dreamy, nebulous energy to this, but there's also the intensity that could really start a very beautiful romantic relationship with these planets involved. And the moon is there in Pisces as well.
Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you.
I think
you.
He's going
thank
to
you.
Contact you throughout the retrograde of January 5th through 25th, and he'll be reviewing this connection in a big way then. You'll be hearing a lot from him in the retrograde.
Okay. All right. Well, I've had readings with you before, and they've always been very illuminating, so thank you so much. And
oh,
Merry
I'm
Christmas
excited.
And Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Oh, that's so cool. And isn't that true, Audrey, that retrogrades can bring people back into your life?
Oh, yes. I find that I hear from every single person that something's not summed up with, you know, tying up loose ends involving nostalgia and remembering the past and reviewing and analyzing the communications, which is Mercury, and the third house that it governs, the communication sector, it naturally wants you to get in touch and to go over what is unfinished. And this retrograde, you mentioned that we're in the shadow currently today, and officially on January 5th, this retrograde will occur in Aquarius all the way back through 14 degrees as Capricorn. So wherever people are holding that area between 1 degree of Aquarius and 14 degrees of Capricorn in their natal charts, that's where the review is specifically. And that would be according to each house around your astrological wheel.
Okay, there you go. Good, good, good.
Just a little number information for people who are taking notes out there.
I'm going to need you to figure that out.
Yeah.
I know. I don't want to get too geeky, but I know some people are listening and they might know what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's move on to our next caller. We have 9585. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Yes. Hi. This is Mindy from New York.
Hey, Mindy. Hi. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you called. What's going
Thanks
on tonight?
So. Oh, God. I could pick a few subjects myself. How about pick up anything on a book? Let's go with that. A book that I'm writing.
Well, I was going to say, I hope you're the one manifesting this.
Actually, you finished it, yeah.
You have the World card, which is about global marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the Four of Swords, which is a lot of thought and quiet reflection and meditation, deep thinking, analysis. Use this retrograde that we're having in January, the 5th through the 25th. Even though people say retrogrades are, you know, really hard for technology, they can be, but what they're excellent for is submitting the revision of a project. And since Mercury rules writing and rules communications and publications, I think you'll have luck if you time this where people will be reviewing your book or your works under the retrograde period. And the world upright is the goal, a successful goal of the work. So did it take you a year to write this?
A year? Maybe.
Because the world is for seasons time as well, the accumulation of something after four seasons effort. And I just wanted to see if it kind of coincided with the length of your project.
Well, I had a ghostwriter before, and she kind of just took my money and didn't give me anything. And then I started over with someone else. So I guess all in all, it's a year. Yeah, could be or close to it.
I think that you have a very good chance for not only a publisher, but a partner of some sort. I don't know how that works in the book world, but the Two of Cups to me is an equal distributed connection. So 50-50, not 51-49. And just as much as it means love, it can mean business partnerships, the Two of Cups. and being emotionally invested in something, but equally distributed between the two peoples is important. I have a positive feeling about that manifesting, especially with the world. And you might use the internet or the whole, you know, the whole Kindle thing, whatever's global these days, because the world is also connected with the internet and things like that. So you have a lot of luck with that area and the creative work that you finished. How exciting!
It's not exciting yet until somebody gets it in their hands that is a stranger. You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
You know what? It's exciting that you finished a book and you're at the stage of
everyone
where you're just...
Everyone says that. How come I don't feel
it? Well, it's true. Well, you probably haven't fully birthed this baby yet. So
maybe.
It, you know, it's like you need someone to sign off on it and then you'll feel like something's going forward. But, you know, you can take the moment to be proud of yourself here. Not everyone can complete, you know, and manifest that kind of creative responsibility. So that's huge.
Well, it's kind of an assignment from Spirit. So I followed through, but my goal is to teach. So it just, that part was my obedience, but I guess I'll be excited if I can get out there and do what my heart feels. You know what I mean? I don't feel like a writer, but I was just told to put this out, so I did.
Well, then you can also trust that it will be carried further through Spirit, because they would never approach and assign without follow through. It's very rare. I think that just stick with it and heed whatever messages you're receiving through dream or sleep or just throughout the day.
Well, I haven't
channeling.
Moved out. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine. This is part of the process of manifestation. And a year's time is not long to even to write something. So I just feel like you're ahead of the game.
Okay, but can I ask you one more quick question? I've been trying to move for about 2 years, and I just wonder what you pick up on that. You know, my home, to move my home.
You know, you have free will, so I don't want to tell you to not move, but I'm not seeing a move right away. I actually see more of a focus on this project before changing up finances right now. But again, if you want to leave and go to another place tomorrow, you can. But I feel like the cards are saying the calm and the peace right now shouldn't be disturbed in the environment.
Okay.
I think you have another year at least where you are because I feel like you're going to need to focus more. And if you move, it'll distract your energy from this book a little bit.
Okay.
From this assignment. But you do have the card of relocation, the Knight of Staves in the long-term potential. That's at least a year away.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish you all the best with this. This is great.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Good luck, Mindy. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Lots of projects and everything going on.
Yeah, everyone's active.
I know. It's busy, busy. Are you still good to go?
Yeah. I am. Right. I can take another caller if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we've got, let's see here, caller 6809. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, Audrey. I have heard you on YouTube. Very good.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for subscribing.
I would like to know if my financial situation is going to improve. I've been struggling this year, and I also would like to move to a better place. Do you see that coming up for me?
You know, the first card I got is the Six of Coins, which has two children loaning or playing with money, a loan, one child handing down another coin to another child. And this card has everything to do with loans and shared resources or family loan, helping someone out. And you also have the Chariot and the Ten of Wands, which could mean releasing a burden from your, the weight of the world from your back by moving, by going somewhere else with less responsibility or less upkeep or maintenance. Something, I'm feeling downsizing, but support from family is coming up in two different areas, not just the Six of Coins, but also this Three of Cups card, three females holding hands, family, trust, people you trust, the help of friends in your life. The Chariot does suggest travel and move and changing of the area, but it means also information coming in. So I think that your money could pick up through loans. Have you applied to anything recently? Because the Six of Coins was first. Or are you thinking about asking a brother?
I had applied for a small loan, but there were some incorrect information that was recorded that I'm trying to get the services there to take that off because there was some incorrect things. So I was turned down for a loan, actually.
Well, this will be reviewed, and you're getting the loan because the Six of Coins is a financial loan. And it's very positive. It came up first. And, you know, through the retrograde, they could fix all of that. That's what a retrograde could actually be helpful with in January, is getting the information, the review right, and pushing forward at the end of January with this loan coming through. Because I do feel that you'll have some financial assistance very quickly.
Family
as
well. Some family members, I received a small amount from some family members, but it's really not enough. But you think there'll be more coming from family?
I do, because it shows family and this loan as the two areas that will bring you financial security. And then when you move or change your environment, you have other options for Ace of Coins, new source of wealth, a new source of work, a new income.
There was an opportunity that may come to fruition, just came up suddenly, and I'm wondering if maybe I'll have a part-time job or something coming in as well.
Well, you know, that is the information coming in from the Chariot. Yes, there's success, and you release a little bit of weight or burden with this, because the Ten of Wands is to feeling less stressed about the burden of not having money. The Chariot's bringing a new, I don't want to say a new job because it doesn't really mean job. It does mean bringing new information to you, a new location to you. So yeah, I think that's very positive for work.
So you do think it could possibly mean that I'll have this job?
Yes. These cards are upright, and especially if these opportunities came to you through family and friends, because you have two different cards that suggest them helping you throughout this process.
Well, that would be great, because they've been at a distance physically and also handling a lot of their own serious problems, and so they really have, you know, they know that I've been struggling, but they don't even know how bad. So it's just, you know, that's what I'm hoping for, that I'll get some of these burdens. I'm trying to do it all myself, and it's just not working.
Well, my heart understands you on that. And, you know, you do have the support of them, which definitely came up through the Tarot, both with the Three of Cups and the Six of Coins. So I think you have at least a helping hand throughout this tougher time, but your money will pick up.
Oh, that's great. I also need another car. My car is just not doing that good. It either
well,
needs a cherry. Lot of work. Or, it either needs a lot of work, or I need a better one. So maybe that'll come to fruition too.
Well, that would actually make a lot of sense regarding the chariot card, because that is the automobile as well.
Right.
And that's in the near future. So it has to be one thing, first things first. And I think the loan comes through at the end of January that you're waiting on. And the part-time job could happen throughout that. You could hear the call, get a call throughout the retrograde, but start work perhaps in February.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'd rather not start it on a retrograde, but you know, I can't refuse any offer either. So.
No, of course.
Oh, that's super. Well, that all sounds very good, Audrey, and I'll be checking your monthly horoscopes, too. I think they're really, really great.
Thank you
Aww.
So much. I'm glad you're tuning in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the reading, and I hope you have a great holiday season and new year to come.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Happy New Year, okay. Mary. Good luck, darling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah, that's so, I know, I'll tell you, it's like, you know, there's a lot of tough times going around out there too, Audrey, right now.
There really is. It's, you know, the Uranus-Pluto square that's back in effect that we had gotten away from last year, it's just bringing a lot of stress and tension to people, and especially if these are squaring up in financial sectors like the second, eighth, or tenth house, it can really wreak havoc on the emotional system right now, too. It's a lot of chaotic energy that we're all experiencing, but we're fighting the good fight.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's a certain, truth to the fact that a couple of years ago when I was going through a really rough time after separating from my marriage, that what I realized was, and through the goddess Tara, you know, is she showed me that I wasn't really open to blessings because I was all wound up tight in this knot, you know, like nothing good could get in. I was just like curled into a ball. So sometimes we really have to be brave and step forward with an open heart and count the blessings every single day and invite more. I mean, I know that sounds very like, you know, new agey, la la, but there's a certain universal energy to that that really works.
Absolutely. I agree. And it's hard to keep in that mindset, but that's the strongest thing that we have is our mind. So it has to remain positive. It's hard to do, but it helps. It helps manifest more positive energy. It's the law of attraction.
It is the law of attraction. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I always felt that the reading of things, you know, to clear things out, to leave room for new to come in has always been lately, you know, this past year has been very helpful. And being open to that open space for something to come in and believing it's going to be better than what was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You just went deep on us.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, I think Emery too would have, and Audrey, what happens is we, you know, if we're in the lack mentality where we all go, I mean, let's face it, right? We tend to want to hang on to everything. We can't let anything go just in case, but then you don't make any room for the new. Exactly. And so open it up, let it go. You know, we're at that dark time of the year. You know, winter solstice is like the mama of all new moons. Right? Every new moon and the dark of the moon, you know, you set your intentions. You burn shit. Burn it. Write it down. Burn it. Okay? I mean, and then bury it or put it in running water, whatever you have to do. But let's
don't breathe the smoke. Don't breathe in the smoke, people.
Let it go.
Right. you know. But, you know, the winter solstice does that. And, you know, we are coming up into the next couple of days are the darkest time of the year. And I don't mean like dark, like ooh, evil, but like dark, like silent, potential, portent. I mean, you know, this is the time when we really need to dig deep and look hard at what we are not taking into 2016 with us. And a few days after winter solstice, right around Christmas, right after Christmas, the sun begins to move up in the sky. You know, it's that astrological time when, you know, the sun begins to ascend again and the light returns. So, now, all of these are very seasonal rhythms that we can work within.
It's very true. And the shortest amount of light on the 21st is almost like the barrier to that day is Yule, you know, the winter solstice, to release a lot on that day I find really helpful. Even before, I don't really do New Year's Eve. I deal with my solar return as my New Year's Day, my birthday. So I use the winter solstice as my last day of the year usually.
Oh, I like that. There you go.
Yeah. I'm a solar return kind of person when it comes to celebrating my New Year's Day. I like my birthday. January 1 and I don't really relate because the astrological calendar technically starts on March 21. So even March or March 20, so even March 19 is like the last day of the solar year. Very bizarre.
It is. It really, you know, but winter solstice does it. I mean, it is. It's like, you know, and then we get to renew that every new moon. So, you know, setting those intentions. Audrey, what are your plans, intentions for 2016?
I haven't sorted through all of them yet. In fact, I've been going deep over these last 6 weeks internally to figure just that question out because I'm going to be doing some rearranging, and I'm just not certain. I don't want to speak too soon. I don't want to commit to the universe too soon, but I am going to do some soul searching. I am taking classes, so we'll see what manifests from this. I have some studying to do, and I mean that on all realms, spiritually, you know, mentally, all that good stuff.
Yeah. This is a good time to do it, too. Absolutely. Well, I invite you and I invite our listeners to Sacred Space 2016. I just released it today, so it's kind of cool.
Congrats.
Talking about clearing energy, and then it's all about inviting the new and giving you some inspiration to do that. And it's a 7-day free course, and it's at sacredspace2016.com. Woohoo! On Mystery School. So.
Very cool. I'm writing that down.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for having me, ladies. I really love this time.
Yay! We love you so much. And
I love you ladies, too.
Just bringing your wonderful energy to 2015, right before the solstice, to all of our listeners. Thank you. And to those we did not get to, next time, because we know there will be one, or you go to AudreyAllison.com and you can get Audrey all to yourself, which is really the best. I promise. I promise.
I concur.
See? Yeah, there you go. Two testimonials. Well, Audrey, again, thank you and much, much, much love to you. And of course, to all of our listeners, I will be back on Tuesday. Thank you. I will be back on Tuesday with Sandy Amorim and her new book, The 100-Day Promise, another really great 2016 kind of thing to put on your list of to look at. I know, Anne-Marie, you just got done Big Magic. You like that, right?
Oh, I did, very much so. And a lot of Brené Brown, and enjoying actually the both of them, just the whole creative process and inspiration and... Yeah, it's been great.
Oh, good. Well, and I will tell everybody, too, one of my big, big finds in the past couple weeks that I am carrying into 2016 with me is the Radiance Sutras. And they are oh my God, stunning, beautiful. And it's the translation by Lauren Roche. And I'm just telling you, you open this book and it's magic. It's just magic messages from the most gorgeous part of the universe. So if you have a chance, the Radiant Sutras. That's my
You need
my
to put that up on your Facebook, Kimberly, so
oh,
we can
yeah.
see it, because I'm not writing anything down.
Okay. I'll put it up on Mother House of the Goddess, and we will have some fun with getting everybody's what are they taking into 2016. So,
cool.
Good.
Very good.
All right, my loves. Good night. Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate you being here again. And don't forget AudreyAllison.com. One more Goddess Live Radio for the year on Tuesday. Of course, on Monday, Brandi Alsett and I will be at GoddessFullMoonGroup.com. We will be ringing in the winter solstice with a meditation, discussion, and opportunity to share and be in community. So that's on Mystery School, GoddessFullMoonGroup.com. So lots of cool stuff going on before Santa Claus. I don't know, what does he do? Like, does he wear shorts? I mean,
I think
real?
He is. Yeah, I think he is this year. He's got suntan lotion on and shorts.
You know, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I want snow and jingle bells. I mean, I'm not getting that, I know for sure, but 70 in the Northeast? Oh, God, no. All right,
yep.
Loves. Thank you so much.
Have a
again.
Good night.
You too, sweetheart. Happy winter solstice, everybody. Talk to you soon. Good night.